Can I have one of the children say the first line really good and loud? Okay, so say the first part, I believe. So, to believe is, okay, now all the children say together, I believe is faith. Okay, say it louder. I believe is faith. So what that means, if a person believes something, it's the same thing as faith, okay? So the next one is, faith is trust. Who else can say that for me once? Just one child, good and loud. Well, okay, you need a microphone for that.
Faith is trust.
Okay, now, say it with a fist.
What? Faith is trust.
Okay, so now, everybody with a fist, say, faith is trust, okay? No, I'm going to talk the microphone so we can hear you guys. Okay, you ready? One, two, three.
Faith is trust.
Okay, now I think we need to hear you guys back here as well. Okay, you guys ready to lead them? Okay, ready?
Faith is trust.
Okay. And now what does receiving mean? Okay, Annabelle?
When you get something.
When you get something, okay. Let me give you an example. I'm going to use Finley as an example. Ruthie, you come up here, okay? Here's Finley. I need an official microphone holder. Who will hold the microphone for me? Okay, come on up here. Daniel. Okay? One day you're going to be a news announcer. Here you go, okay? All right, now. Who's this guy?
Finley.
Finley, what is he to me? This is my grandson, Finley. Now, let's just pretend for a second that I had Finley all day, and we do all the things that I do with Finley. We play, we belly, things like that. And what else do we do in the house, Finley? I run. This way, I run, you chase me, right? Like that. Now, after a great day of playing with Finley, his mummy comes over to the house, she comes to the door, and what do I do with Finley? I give Finley back to his mother, and what does Ruthie do? She says, thank you, yes. Okay, she says, thank you, but I gave Finley to her, and she received him. That's right. Okay, thank you very much, Daniel. You did a good job. All right. So, I want to say to you, trust is receiving. Now, you're going to understand this in just a minute, okay? But for now, I'd like to have one child say it out loud into the microphone, trust is receiving. Who's going to do that? Okay, here we are. The man with the apple in his hand.
Trust is receiving.
Okay, now give it to me with a fist.
Trust is receiving.
Okay, all together, guys. Ready? Trust is receiving. Now, everybody, ready? Trust is receiving. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to show you an example of this. And what I need to do is I'm going to need two dads. So some kid pick your dad. Okay, looks like, okay, Adam and Dave, okay? And now you guys can bring two chairs, and you can put the chairs over here. Two chairs. Okay? And I'd like to have the two sons who volunteered them. Okay, come on up. Okay, come on up. Okay, and I need some help from a beautiful assistant. Who's my beautiful assistant? Not you, Daniel. You're a good-looking guy, Annabelle, okay? You're the beautiful assistant, okay? Okay. And maybe we'll get one more beautiful assistant here. Okay, Zanabwa. And Gwen, you might need to help her with this, just in case. Okay, now what I want you to do is, Zanabwa, you can stand up there, okay? And I want you to put a blindfold on this guy, okay? And make sure Anyone help her tie that, Gwen? And you can put a blindfold on him. Okay, you got to make a little thing like this. So it's right under his eyes. Keep your eyes closed and tie it tight enough that it doesn't fall off. Okay, now we need to move all you kids over just a little teeny bit. Just to the front area here. Just move right over in here, okay? You guys, just move right over in here because I need this front area kind of clear. Right over there. Just go right over there. That's it. Right over there. Yeah. I have to have this space right here because these guys are going to have to find their dads. Okay, so they're going to have to go walk right through here. So you got to go a little bit farther, okay? Go right over there. Right over there. Okay? Can you guys go right over there? Yeah, that's it. You lead the way. Okay, you go over there too. Just go over there. And right over there. Okay, a bit more. Okay, right over there. That's it. Okay, I don't want these guys falling over you. Okay, now, we're going to lead the two blind guys over here. And you guys can separate a little teeny bit. Separate your chairs. You can go back to your seat. And the other blind guy we're going to bring over here. Can you see, buddy? Okay, come on. Okay, whoop. Help. People there, crowds, all kinds of stuff. Okay, right there. Okay, Annabelle, you guys have to move out of the way. Okay, now, I want to tell you about an experience I had in the church here. Okay, some of you remember when the power went out in Thornhill, and I had work to do. I was duplicating CDs, and I arrived at the church. And when I arrived at the church, it was absolutely pitch black. There were no emergency lights on, and it was utterly and completely, totally dark in here. Could you do me a favor and turn the lights off on the outside over there? Turn the lights off outside. Okay? Out there. And all the lights in the room. Okay? And the lights on the platform. There we go. Okay. Now, you guys have to stay like this for a second, okay? Now, the room was absolutely pitch black. There was no light at the back, and there was no light outside there. And when I came into the hallway in the church, it was absolutely pitch black. You couldn't see a single thing. And I wanted to take home the duplicator that's on the sound booth. And so I thought, I can do this. I can make my way all the way through the church in the pitch black, open, unlock the doors, unlock the gymnasium door, and make it all the way through the entire gymnasium to the sound system. And with my bare hands, I could feel all the equipment, find the piece of equipment that I want, unplug that piece of equipment, and then take that piece of equipment out to the door. And so I left the door over there, and I began walking toward the sound system. I knew it was right in front of the doorway. All I had to do was walk straight. I walked straight all the way to the soundboard, got the equipment, got the cord, got everything else, had it in my arms, and then I put my side against the soundboard because I knew that if I set myself sideways, all I would have to do is walk straight toward where I thought the door was. There was no exit light on, nothing. There were no lights at all. All I had to do was walk straight to that door. But because I had an expensive piece of equipment, I walked really, really, really slow. And I just kind of inched my way along and inched my way along, thinking that, okay, all I have to do is feel. I'm eventually going to come to where the doors are. And I got turned around in the dark, and I didn't know where I was. I thought I was still heading toward the door, and I ended up walking all the way down the hallway at the center between the chairs without touching a single chair. I managed to make it in the dark, holding the piece of equipment, walking, nudging my way along, and I didn't know where I was until I got right to the very front of the church and my foot hit the first step on the platform. And then I was really confused. And because how is it possible in the pitch black to walk through the entire area here and not touch a single chair? And then I couldn't understand, what's this thing that I'm touching here? It's so weird, you know? And I finally realized I made it to the platform in the pitch black. And so I edged my way along in the dark, along the edge of the platform, made it to the wall over there, and eventually made my way all the way out. Okay? And I was able to do that without seeing. Okay? And you can turn the lights on just over this area here. Okay? These guys are going to do something without seeing. Okay? And what we're going to do is we're going to take them down here, down into the hall. Yep, just right over here. Right over here, okay? And we're going to separate these guys over here. And what we're going to do is we're going to mix these guys up. Okay? And a little bit farther apart, you guys. Okay? Okay, now, you guys, run back and forth between the chairs. Run back and forth. Here they go. They're moving around. We don't know who's in what chair. And keep on moving around. Okay, and keep on moving around, move around. Okay, and keep on moving around. Yeah, that's it. No one knows what chairs they're going to go into. And keep on moving around. You guys are going to be really confused by the time this is all over. Keep on moving around. Okay, keep on moving around. There we go. And, all right, and I think that's probably good enough. You guys can sit down. Okay, now we're going to spin you guys around. Okay, Heather, hold this. Okay, spin you around. Thank you very much. What I wanted you to see is what we believe is actually exactly the same thing as faith. I asked them, do you believe this is your dad? Yes. Do you have faith that this is your dad? Yes. Right? I could have said, do you trust me? Or do you trust that this is your dad? What would you have said? Yes. They would have said yes. So believing and faith and trust are the same thing. Okay? And I want to say to you, trust is receiving. Okay? If Braden trusts that Dave is his dad, if he trusts that Dave is his dad, then he can receive him as his dad. But Braden, Daniel is a really, 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 really nice guy. He's a really, really nice guy. Just go right in here, stand in front of Daniel. Would you receive Daniel as your dad? Why not? It's pretty simple, though, right? Is he your dad? Do you believe he's not your dad? You have complete faith that he's not your dad. Okay. And you completely trust this is not your dad. Okay. And so you would, because of that, you wouldn't receive him as your dad. You wouldn't receive him as your dad. You receive Dave as your dad. Is that correct? Okay. So go back and receive your dad. Still friends. Okay? Now, here's what I want to show you. Everybody can stay exactly where you are. Today's communion. And today is what you see up here is you see little teeny cups of wine. Okay? Not real wine. It's grape juice. Sorry, some of you kids. I know you're wanting real wine. And you also see bread, okay? Can someone tell me, oops, I claimed that one. Can someone tell me, no, it's okay. Can someone tell me what the bread represents? The body of who? Body of God, right? Body of Jesus, okay? And what does the wine represent? Adela. The blood of Jesus. Okay? Now, do any of you see Jesus right now? Is he here? Okay. Did these two boys have to see their dads to know that their dads were here? No. Even when they came up to them with blindfolds on and they couldn't see them with their eyes, And they began to feel different parts, the heads and the beards and the chest and everything like that. They didn't have to see with their eyes to believe that their dad was here. When I took them over here and I said, okay, dads, call your sons, okay? They didn't have to see their mom and dad, or their mom and dad. They didn't have to see their dad to know that their dad was here. How did they know that the dad was here? When they called their name? How did they know that their dad was here when their dad called their name? Oh, say that good and loud, Daniel.
They know their voice.
They know their voice. Okay? Jesus said this. He said, I will never leave you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. He also said, wherever two or three of you, one, two, three, wherever two or three of you are gathered in my name, I am right here in the midst of you. Okay? He also said, everyone who believes on me, he says, I will come inside of them. I will come into their heart. I will be in them. Okay? So where is Jesus today? Where is Jesus today? Here, here. He's right here.
Maybe.
Yeah, he's right there, but where else is he? Is he in your heart? How do you know he's in your heart? Okay, Daniel needs to say this one more time here. He's going to be a preacher one day. Okay, Daniel, say that again. How do you know he's in your heart?
I accepted him.
Okay, is there another word for accepted? Did you receive him?
Receive him.
You received him where?
In my heart.
You received him in your heart. Okay? Now, here's what Jesus said. Here's what Jesus said when he was about to go to the cross. Okay? Now, kids, everyone look at me. Put your eyes up here for a second. Here's what Jesus said when he was going to go to the cross. He gathered all of his disciples into a room, and he had dinner with them. And he knew that within 7 days of having that dinner with them, that he was going to die. And not only was he going to die, he was going to die the most horrible death you can possibly imagine. He was going to be beaten with whips. He was going to be bruised, and blood would be shed, and eventually they would take him, and he knew that they would nail him on the cross and that he would die. Okay? When Jesus was with his disciples, knowing what he was going to do, did he go, oh, I don't want to go to the cross. Oh, I don't think I'll do that. Is that how he went? How did he go? He was happy to go. What else? How did he go? He was happy to go. Did someone have to drag him kicking and screaming? No. He carried his cross willingly, right? He went there because he wanted to go. How on earth could a person ever want to go and be beaten up and whipped and have his blood everywhere and be nailed to the cross? How could a person ever want to do that? Annabelle, preach it.
Because he knew that it would save us from our sins.
Because he knew that that action would save us from our sins. Okay, Annabelle, you said that well. You come with me, okay? Over here. Here's Jesus, okay? Here's Jesus, dragged through the street. She's been beaten. Pretend that she's Jesus, okay? And there's one thing on her mind while all this is happening. What's on Jesus' mind? Pain's on his mind, yes. What's on Jesus' mind as he's doing this?
That's for a good reason.
It's for the good reason. What's the good reason?
Everyone will be able to live.
What's on Jesus' mind when he goes to the cross?
Who's on Jesus' mind?
Everyone.
Everyone.
And can I say this to you today, kids, and please hear this, okay? You were on Jesus' mind. You were on Jesus' mind. He knew that when he went to the cross, that what he did, the beating and then the nailing of him to the cross and the bleeding and the dying and the pain, he knew that that would give eternal life to you. Okay? Now, thank you, Annabelle. Now, here's what the Bible says. Okay? For God so loved the world that he gave. Remember we talked about a gift? You giving a gift and receiving a gift. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes on him, whoever believes on Jesus, whoever has faith in him, whoever trusts in him, whoever receives him, that person would not perish. Now, that's a big word. What's perish mean? Okay, I'll take this one here. What does perish mean?
Die.
What kind of die?
Not go to heaven.
Not go to heaven, yeah.
Okay, when you perish, what's perishing like? You're out in the middle of the ocean, the waves are... They're like this, they're everywhere, they're crashing on you, and there's no life preserver, and you're going down. There's nothing to save you. Perishing is a really serious thing. Okay? Perishing is big. No way of saving yourself, no way of helping yourself. You're doomed. You're going down. Okay, so listen to this carefully. For God so loved you. God so loved you that he gave his son to you and gave his son for you, that whoever would believe and have faith in and trust in and receive would not perish, but would have everlasting life. And then he says, whoever believes on him, whoever receives him, to those he gave the power to become the children of God. Annabelle, I need your help again. Okay? Come on over here. Okay? Everyone look at Annabelle. Okay? Now pretend that she's Jesus. She's been beaten, she's been whipped, she's bleeding, and she's on the cross, and her hands are nailed to the cross. There she is, and now she has died, and she's done this for you. And God gave Jesus to you as a gift, and he gave this to you as a gift so that you could have life. But the one thing that you must do, the only thing that you can do, is you have to believe it. You have to have faith in it. You have to have trust in what Jesus has done for you, and you have to receive him. How many of you would like to receive him? How many of you would like to receive Annabelle? Pretend that she is Jesus for a minute, okay? How many of you would like to receive what Jesus has done for you? Okay? So, here's what God does. As many as wanted to receive him, to them he gave the power to become the children of God. Okay? Now, here's what this bread and this wine means. Okay? In a minute, we're going to have communion. And I want to explain to you what this is. Jesus, right before he was going to go to the cross, when he was in the room with his followers, he took bread, just like this bread right here. And he said to them, "This bread is my body that's broken for you." Okay? Now, is this really Jesus' body? No. It's a symbol of Jesus' body, right? It's a picture of Jesus' body. This is my body which is broken for you. Every time you eat this bread, what I want you to do is I want you to remember what I did for you. Okay? And then he says, in the same way, he says, he took the cup, and after he had drunk it, he said to them, he held it up and he said, this cup is the new covenant. That's a big word. What's a covenant mean? Right, okay, that's good. A covenant is a promise. This is the promise that I'm going to make to you, and it's in my blood, that if you will receive my body, and you, if you will receive my blood, if you will receive what I did for you, if you will receive like Annabelle standing over there, if you will believe and you will have faith and you will trust and you will receive this, okay, then you are receiving me. If you receive this bread, you're remembering what I did for you. If you receive this cup, you're remembering what I did for you. And he said, every time you do this, I want you to do this to remember me. And that's what we're going to do right now.
Thank you for listening. Please feel free to share this message with others, but do not sell or alter the content in any way without the permission of the Rock Christian Community.